This is the South America Debrief by Atlas News. Welcome to the South America Debrief. Today we have quite a few topics to cover, so let's get started. Starting off, Colombia reignites the fight against its biggest narco-terrorist group, the Gulf Clan, with the relaunch of Operation Agamemnon. This renewed offensive comes after the capture and extradition of the cartel's leader, Otoniel, in 2023. But can this renewed effort dismantle the deeply entrenched organization? Following Otoniel's capture, Colombian authorities initially shifted focus to Operation Condor, targeting his successors. However, recent developments led to the re-implementation of Agamemnon, a joint police-military operation solely dedicated to dismantling the Gulf Clan. This move highlights the group's continued threat and the government's commitment to combating them. The Gulf Clan's history suggests resilience. Past leadership arrests haven't eradicated the organization, and concerns linger about internal power struggles spilling over into civilian violence. However, the Colombian government seems determined to capitalize on Otoniel's absence, aiming to disrupt the group's structure and operations. The Gulf Clan's reach extends far beyond drug trafficking. They engage in extortion, human trafficking, and illegal mining, highlighting the complex web of criminal activities they control. Dismantling them requires addressing these diverse revenue streams, not just narcotics. Recognizing the importance of a well-equipped and motivated force, the Colombian government has pledged resources to improve police living conditions, healthcare, and education. This investment aims to boost morale and effectiveness in the fight against criminal organizations. Colombia's strategic location makes international cooperation crucial. The involvement of organizations like Interpol demonstrates the global reach of the Gulf Clan's activities and the need for a unified front. Whether Operation Agamemnon 2.0 delivers a final blow to the Gulf Clan remains to be seen. The group's adaptability and diverse criminal operations pose significant challenges. However, the Colombian government's renewed focus, coupled with improved security forces and international cooperation, offers a glimmer of hope in disrupting this powerful narco-terrorist organization. Next, the political climate between Venezuela and the U.S. heats up again as the Maduro government and the Biden administration clash over the terms of the Barbados Agreement and future elections. Let's unpack the key developments and potential implications. John Kirby, U.S. Coordinator for Strategic Communications, warned Venezuela of potential sanctions if it doesn't uphold its end of the Barbados Agreement, including guaranteeing free and fair elections. This prompted a fiery response from Venezuelan National Assembly President Jorge Rodriguez, who accused the U.S. of blackmail and declared they'll hold presidential elections as planned in 2024. Following the disqualification of opposition leader Maria Corina Machado, the U.S. revoked sanctions relief for Venezuela's gold sector. Additionally, they plan to end sanctions relief for the oil and gas sector unless significant progress on electoral reforms is made by April. This threatens a critical source of revenue for Venezuela's struggling economy. The Barbados Agreement, signed in October 2023, aimed to pave the way for free and fair elections in 2024. However, the recent developments cast doubt on its effectiveness. The international community is watching closely, hoping for a peaceful and democratic resolution to Venezuela's political crisis. Transparency International's Corruption Index paints a bleak picture of Venezuela, ranking it as one of the most corrupt countries globally. The lack of an independent judiciary raises concerns about the fairness and credibility of upcoming elections. With sanctions looming and international pressure mounting, Venezuela faces a critical juncture. Whether they can address concerns, implement electoral reforms, and mend relations with the U.S. remains to be seen. The coming months will be crucial in determining the direction of Venezuela's political future. Will Venezuela fulfill its obligations under the Barbados Agreement to secure sanctions relief? Can free and fair elections be held in the current political climate? Will additional sanctions further destabilize the Venezuelan economy and exacerbate humanitarian issues? What role can the international community play in facilitating a peaceful transition? Now to a recent incident in southern Brazil. On January 29th, a truck carrying a significant amount of sulfonic acid, a key ingredient in household cleaning products, crashed near Joinville. This unfortunate event resulted in a spill that contaminated the Rio Seco River, raising concerns about environmental damage and potential impact on the local community's water supply. Sulfonic acid, while not posing an immediate life-threatening risk, can irritate the skin, eyes, and respiratory system upon contact. The extent of the Rio Seco's contamination remains unclear, but authorities have declared a state of emergency and shut down the Cubito water treatment station as a precautionary measure. Hundreds of Joinville residents might face disruptions in their water access due to the spill. The company responsible for the truck, Bushley & Leper, claims the outsourced transport company, Transpair Transportes, held all necessary certifications and approvals for handling hazardous materials. They expressed regret for the incident's impact and pledged cooperation with local authorities to minimize environmental damage and address the community's needs. However, questions linger about the accident's cause and potential accountability measures. This incident highlights several crucial issues. Firstly, the importance of safe transportation of dangerous materials. While regulations and certifications exist, accidents can still occur. Secondly, the vulnerability of water resources to such spills. The Rio Seco contamination serves as a stark reminder of how crucial it is to protect our waterways from industrial accidents and pollution. Finally, the potential impact on local communities. Disrupted water access can have ripple effects on public health and daily life. Joinville officials are currently working to assess the situation's full scope and implement containment and cleanup measures. We'll continue to monitor the situation and bring you updates as they become available. Next, tensions simmer in Bolivia as supporters of former President Evo Morales, known as Evistas, continue their second day of blockading the Cochabamba-Oruro Highway near the town of Parotani. This episode, marked by clashes with police and deployment of explosives, highlights the ongoing political strife and its impact on the nation. The conflict centers around the demand for immediate new elections for the country's judicial magistrates. Morales' supporters are angered by the 2023 decision by the Constitutional Court to extend the current magistrates' terms due to Congress failing to submit pre-candidate nominations on time. The protests turned violent as police responded to the blockade with tear gas and, according to reports, pellets. Evistas, positioned on higher ground, retaliated by throwing dynamite. This escalation underscores the simmering discontent and potential for further clashes. The blockades have significant economic repercussions. The Cochabamba Business Association estimates losses of $16.6 million USD, highlighting the disruption to commerce and livelihoods. Luis Laredo, the association's head, emphasizes the state of severe legal uncertainty created by the ease of highway blockades and the lack of swift action from authorities. Understanding the deeper context is crucial. Morales, first elected in 2006, sought a controversial fourth term in 2019, sparking mass protests and his eventual departure to Mexico. He returned after current President Luis Arce's 2020 victory. However, a 2023 ruling prohibits Morales from running in the 2025 elections, further fueling his supporters' frustrations. This situation presents a multifaceted challenge for Bolivia. Balancing the right to protest with maintaining public order and mitigating economic damage is a delicate task. Addressing the underlying demands for judicial reform and ensuring fair electoral processes are crucial for long-term stability. Finally, Ecuadorian authorities scored a major victory in the fight against organized crime with the capture of alias El Gringo, leader of the Oliver Sinisterra Front, FOS. This operation, following months of pursuit, sheds light on the complex web of drug trafficking and regional power struggles in South America. El Gringo, real name Carlos Arturo Landazuri Cortez, headed a splinter group of the demobilized FARC, Colombian Revolutionary Armed Forces, notorious for its cocaine production and partnership with Mexico's Sinaloa cartel. His capture follows Ecuador's state of emergency declared in response to gang-related violence. This event carries significant implications. Firstly, it disrupts the FOS's operations, potentially impacting cocaine production and distribution routes. Secondly, it weakens the group's influence in the border region, where they vied for control with other armed actors like the ELN and AGC. El Gringo's capture isn't an isolated incident. It's part of a broader trend of Ecuador cracking down on criminal activity. President Noboa's recent military operation highlights the government's resolve to combat gang violence and drug trafficking. But questions remain. Will El Gringo's extradition to Colombia dismantle the FOS entirely, or will new leadership emerge? Can Ecuador sustain its law enforcement strengthening efforts, and what are the long-term implications for regional stability? Understanding the context is crucial. The FOS emerged after FARC's 2016 demobilization, highlighting the challenges of peacebuilding and potential for splinter groups to arise. Additionally, the group's ties to the Sinaloa cartel underscore the interconnectedness of organized crime across borders. As Ecuador navigates this complex landscape, continued vigilance and international cooperation are essential. While El Gringo's capture is a significant step, it's just one battle in a larger war against drug trafficking and gang violence. This has been the South America Debrief by Atlas News. Thank you for listening.